If you're gonna change your business, you have to make a difference. So here's what I'm looking at. What makes the difference in people? What makes the difference in an organization? I would submit to you that it isn't getting a head start. You can find individuals who are give everything to. You can love on them, give them a great education. They get a great economic background and they spend the rest of their life going in and out of rehab. Who's seen this before and knows what I'm talking about? Say I. On the other hand, you see people that life's kicked in their face. Somebody's been abused mentally, emotionally, physically, you name it, and they become their or oppressors of their world. So it's certainly not. Advantage does not came because you were given something. And by the way, in business, advantage doesn't come because you have the most resources. Companies with the most resources didn't win. The most resourceful companies might win. The most resourceful companies are the ones where employees are the most engaged and it's statistically proven. You look around and you say, who had the lead? Well, before YouTube, there was Vimeo, and they had a year jump, pretty much the same technology, just didn't engage as many people. Before Google, there was. What happened, Yahoo, if you're out there? What the hell happened to you people? Before Facebook, there was. What happened to MySpace? Facebook was more engaging. Engagement is really the new factor, being able to be fully engaged. By the way, in your intimate relationships, how important is engagement? Some guy is going very important. I want to put it off as long as I can. No, no, I don't mean that. Full engagement in that area is gonna determine the level of fulfillment you have or don't have in a relationship, right? The more engaged somebody feels that you are with them, the more energy you have, the more connection you have, the more aliveness you have. So a part of what I'd like to experiment with you here is kind of discover what creates engagement for real with you. What creates this disengagement? These are huge factors because if you understand what they are, your level of performance, your level of results, your level of relationship, your level of joy will change very radically. Who's with me that engagement is not just a term, but something that can make a difference in your body. Let me see a show of hands. Now I'm asking for your hand raise for some engagement because here's what research shows. If you listen to my passively as I'm talking here, guess what? Within a month, if you just listen and sit passively, which most of you are doing, there's nothing wrong that with that. That's probably what you've been doing your whole life. It's what you've been taught to do. You'll remember about 10% of what I say 2 months from now, which basically means you wasted your time today and I wasted time 10%. How many come here because you want to learn something, do something, change something, make something stronger or better? Say I. If that's true, they if all you do is take notes, which I don't see anyone barely doing. Thank you very much. A few of you, I stand corrected. nudge the people on either side. What's wrong with you, bitch? Come on, where is the notes? Right. Because I don't know anybody who's got that great memory, and my entire life I've kept journals because there is what I learned early on.